Do you take vitamin C, Rebbe?
Glass of water.
You should take a 2-3,000 milligrams of vitamin C and some vitamin D also. It'll fight the bacteria. Just my little input.
The doctors agree here.
What do you think about Moshe
You're on mute. You're on mute.
Zelig? I think we should learn Gomorrah.
That
Okay. There you go.
definitely. Don't take too much vitamin D because it could be harmful to the kidneys.
Speak to me later.
Okay, so we saw in the Gemara yesterday that the Makor, what's the source of Psuli Eidus? It's from this pasuk of Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim. We agreed that the pasuk cannot be translated literally. It's not referring to Avos. Excuse me. Cannot be referring to ovis, because then why would it write it in the plural? It would just write lo yumas av. So it must therefore be referring to the next closest relative, which is brothers, either your own brothers, your parents' brothers. Now, the Gemara said, how do you know that this pasuk is referring to testimony? Maybe it simply means that no father will die as a result of the aveira of his children, nothing to do with Eidus. To which the Gemara said it can't be. Because that we have another pasuk, Ish bechetoy yomus, a person only dies for his own aveiras. And even though it's true, the Gemara brought another pasuk, Poikei d'ovoim. Albanim, which does seem to suggest that sometimes the children have to suffer for the averas of the fathers. So the Gemara says that's different. That's talking about when they deliberately follow in the evil ways, the wicked ways of their parents. But otherwise, the general rule is one does not suffer for the averas of the parents. So therefore, what does it mean? Lo yumsu avos albonim. It can't mean that the father's averas or the children's averas will not bring the cause of death. That's not the discussion. It must be eidus. It must be eidus. So have a look at the Gemara. The first word on the line is avos, towards about eight lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Kesha'oichazin maaseh avoisehen biyodeh." When they are holding on, when they are holding on to the evil ways of their parents, that's when the child will indeed suffer for the averas of the father. So the Gemara now backs this up with a brisa. Says the brisa, Kedatanya. The brisa says, Va'af ba'avoinois avoisom. So too, with the averas of the parents, atem yimoku. You, the children, will be wiped out. So we definitely seem to have a pasuk over here that says that a person suffers for the averas of his father. And the Braiser once again explains that's talking about kesha'oichazin maaseh avoseihem biyodeh. That's once again talking about when the children are continuing we're continuing the evil deeds of their fathers. Says the Braiser, is that indeed the case? Ata oimer kisha oichazin. You're telling me that the pasuk is talking about kisha oichazin, when they are holding, when they are continuing the evil ways of their father. Oyein, or perhaps not. How do you know that's the pshat in the pasuk? Oy enoy elo, maybe it's only referring even kasha enoy chazin. Maybe even when the children are not going in the evil ways of their parents, maybe even then. After all, there's no hint in the pasuk. All the pasuk says is the sins of the father will cause the children to be punished. There is no hint in that pasuk that we're only talking about where the children are oichazin, holding, continuing the ways of the fathers. How do you know that to be the case? Answers the Braisa. The answer is, you're right, but I have another posuk, and that's the posuk that we bought before. When it says, the other posuk, quote unquote, ish bechetoy yumasu, a person will die as a result of his own sin. So now we have a contradiction in the psukim. That contradiction in the psukim, that is what gives us license to explain that the initial pasuk cannot be talking in all circumstances. Rather, when it says that a person dies for his father's sins, that must be talking about a very specific case where he is oichazim. Says the Gemara, Hare, kasha oichazin maase avoisehen biodehen, period. So therefore we arrive at the conclusion, if we have this contradiction in the psukim, we have one pasuk. We have one pasuk that says that the averas of the parents will befall the children. We have another pasuk that says a person only dies for his own avera. That's a contradiction. So we must therefore answer that no. Apparently the first pasuk is not talking about every case. The first pasuk is only talking about children who continue in the wicked ways, rebellious ways of their parents. That indeed is when the parents' averas will befall the children. Otherwise, if the children do not continue that path, well, that's when the second pasuk applies, ish b'chetoy yamusim. Says the Gemara, we're still in trouble. We're on the third bottom line now. Says the Gemara, v'loy, is it not true to say that children suffer for the parents' averas? Don't we have another pasuk? V'koshlu ish ba'ochiv. Ish ba'ovoin ochiv. There's a three-word pasuk there. V'koshlu ish. A person will stumble ba'ochiv because of his brother. And the Braisa explains, what does that mean, that a person will stumble as a result of the brother? Ba'ovoin ochiv, as a result of the sin of the brother. So you see that what? That one does indeed have to suffer for the averas of family members. Melamed, this teaches us, says the Braisa, shekulon arevim zem. Everybody is responsible for each other. So therefore, how can you tell me that the general rule is that a child does not suffer for the parents' averas? But here we have a braisa that seems to say that no, it's not true. Here we seem to say quite clearly that if a brother committed an avera, then his other brother will indeed suffer as a result, because we have the famous principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze. Says the Gemara, no. Hossam, and this is quite a scary principle. Hossam, there is talking about a different set of circumstances. Shehoya biyodom limchois veloy michu. There's talking about where it was within your control, within your power to protest, and you didn't protest. Which means, therefore, you really are responsible for somebody else's aveira because you could have stopped it. So again, we have a rule and we have two exceptions to the rule. The rule is one does not suffer for other people's aveiras, as the pasuk suggests, ish b'chetoy yomus. A person dies as a result of his own aveira. But we've now seen two exceptions. Either when the father was a rosha and the child deliberately continued that path, alternatively, when it's somebody else, maybe not a father, maybe a brother, maybe a non-family member, Kol Yisrael Arevim, when I had the possibility of doing something about it, of protesting, and I didn't, well, then I really have a hand in that Aveira. And that's why the person who could have protested and didn't will indeed have to suffer in part for the Aveiras that were committed by the other person, because you had a part responsibility. But again, all of those are exceptions to the rule. What is the rule? The rule is one doesn't get punished for other people's aveiras. And therefore, if we come back to the original pasuk, what was the original pasuk? Loi yumsu avois albonim. Literally translated, fathers will not die for the children, or children will not die as a result of the father. That is not referring to aveiras, because that's already referred to in other psukim. All the other psukim teach us the rules of when one does and when one doesn't suffer as a result of the parents' aveiras. So what must this pasuk be talking about? This pasuk must be talking about a different subject completely. And what is that? That's the subject of Eidos. So the pasuk of Loi Yumsu Avos Albonim is talking about Eidos. But the father will not suffer as a result of the Eidos of the children. However, as we saw yesterday, even though the pasuk uses the word Avos, but it cannot literally be father, because then why would it write it in the plural? A person only has one father. So therefore, we use this for the next possible closest relative, which is brother. Which is brother. Okay. Now, let's look at the top line of the next Omud. But in order to do so, we have to remind ourselves of something. When we saw the list of psulim in the Mishnah, brother, uncle, etc., etc., do you remember the Mishnah concluded and it said, all of the above psulim applies also to all of their children and their sons-in-law? Which means, therefore, every psul that we mentioned, we always have to add another generation. So if, for example, it says your brother is posel eidos, by definition, it also means your brother's children, your nephews, and even your nephews in law, because it says your brother's son in law as well. It also said, for example, your brother and your parents' brother. Your parents' brother is your uncle. So again, if the Mishnah states your uncle and then says, and their children as well, so who are your uncle's children? Your first cousins. Yeah, that's clear in the Mishnah, we all agree. If it says that your parents' brothers are psulim and also their children, well, that's your parents' brothers' children. In other words, your first cousin. So this is now going to be the discussion in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, have a look immediately at the top line. What do we have a source for so far? And what do we need to look for yet? So the Gemara says, Ashkechon avois lebonim ubonim laavois. Now, what does that mean, avois lebonim? Firstly, again, there's a lot of rules over here, and we have to remember this. Do you remember we all agreed that traffic is always two-directional? So if it says that you cannot testify against your uncle, that automatically means your uncle cannot testify against you. If it says you cannot testify against your father, so it means the father cannot testify against the son. That's all inherent. Okay. So the Gemara is now saying, Ashkechon, I have found, so far, we have found what? Avois lebonim, ubonim laavois. Now translate that literally. What does that mean? Fathers to sons, and sons to fathers. But don't forget that we've already agreed that the word avos in the pasuk does not mean avos. It means brothers. How do I know it can't mean avos? Because a person doesn't have two fathers. Therefore, let's reread that top line of the Gemara and replace the word avos with the word brothers. Ashkechon avos lebonim. We have now found brothers for children and children to brothers. What does that mean, brothers to children? Whose brothers? Does that mean my brothers? Or does it mean my avos, my father's brothers? So look at the top Rashi. Says Rashi, Ashkechon avois lebonim, Reuven leben Shimoin. What relationship is that? A nephew. Dahainu achi oviv. The father, brother, brother of the father, uncle to nephew. Reuven leben Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are obviously brothers. So Reuven to the ben of Shimon is another way of saying uncle to nephew. Now press pause. Where exactly did we see uncle to nephew? And the answer is because the pasuk says, lo yumsu avois albonim. We agreed that the word avois cannot be translated literally. It cannot be your father. It must be the brothers of your father. That's the closest person to your father. Somebody asked yesterday, maybe it means grandfather. We'll have to look at that later. So when the Torah writes, lo yumsu avois albonim, how are we going to translate that? Not avois albonim, but rather the brother of your father to the children. That's called an uncle. And that's what Rashi says. Ashkechon avois lebonim, in other words, Reuven leben Shimon, to the son of his brother, dahainu achi oviv. Brother of the father, son of your brother, uncle to nephew. And so too, ubonim la'ovis. The other way around as well. We said it's always two directional. Ben Shimon, l'Reuven. If Reuven cannot testify about his nephew, then the nephew cannot testify about the uncle. Dahainu ben Ochiv, the child of your brother. So we have already discovered in the pasuk uncle and nephew. Rashi immediately adds the kol shekein avos lahadodi. And obviously, avos, quote unquote, what does avos always mean? Not fathers. We already agree that avos means brothers. In other words, we've seen in the pasuk uncle and nephew. What about two brothers to each other? Says Rashi, well, it's a kol shekein. If you cannot testify against your uncle, because that's your father's brother, well, obviously you can't testify against your own brother. Your own brother comes from your father. Says Rashi, kol shekein avos, which we have to now translate again as brothers, lahadodi, to each other. Dahabonim mikoyach didhu kaasu, because the children come from the father. See, if I cannot testify against my father's brother, obviously I cannot testify against my father's son, who's my own brother. And therefore, v'im ituluhu mihaikro. Therefore, obviously, they will also be excluded from this pasuk. Who? Ochiv, ubenoi, v'achi oviv. So all of that list, whether it be your father, your child. Remember, when we said that you cannot translate ovis literally, and you have to translate it as the relative of your father, it doesn't, chas v'shalom, mean as opposed to your father. In other words, if I would ask you a question, where is the Torah source that you cannot testify against your father? Obviously, the same pasuk, lo yumsu avos al banim. The reason why we had license to stretch that it's not only literal, but it's also somebody further related, is because of the double lashon of avos. But that's not chas v'shalom to the exclusion of the simple pshat, which therefore means, in summary, what have we? It's an unbelievable drasha. Look how many cases are being nismayit. How many psulim have we discovered so far? Well, firstly, the literal pshat in the pasuk, father to child, and by definition, child to father. But that cannot be the only pshat, because then it wouldn't have written avos in the plural. If it writes avos in the plural, that's now moving one stage further, not only your father, but your father's brother. Okay, so we've just now included another two. Father to son, son to father. Nephew to uncle, uncle to nephew. Says Rashi, kol shekein, brothers to each other. If you cannot testify against your father's brother, well, obviously you cannot testify against your own brother. So all of that makes sense so far. So have a look at the Gemara again. Ashkechan, top line. Avos lebonim, ubonim leavos. What does that mean? Fathers to children, children to father. But we've already established that avos over here means brother. So your father's brother, uncle and nephew. The kol shekein, says the Gemara, avos lahadodi. What's avos? Again, translate avos as brothers. Kol shekein, brothers cannot testify against each other. All of that we have discovered so far. What have we not discovered? Bonim lahadodi. Bonim lebonim. Minalon. What does that mean? Labonim. Look at Rashi. Fourth line. Dektani b'masnise. Ben Achi Oviv. Who is the Ben Achi Aviv? What is the Ben Achi Aviv, Rabbi say? Cousin. Achi Aviv is the brother of your father. And don't forget, and this we pointed out before, the Mishnah concluded that all of the psulim we mentioned refers also to their children. So who is your father's brother's children? Those are your first cousins. That we have not brought a source for, says Rashi. Bonim lahadodi minolon. The Ktoni b'masnisin, we have learned in our Mishnah, says Rashi, Ben Achi Oviv, the child of the brother of your father, is pasuloi. Well, how do you know? That we have not yet brought a source for. So maybe your first cousin, you're allowed to say Eidos against. Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, no. Because Imkein, listen to this, an unbelievable drasha once again. Lichtoiv, the Torah should write, Kra, the Pasuk should write as follows, quote unquote. Loi yumsu avois al ben. We have already made a drasha from the word avois, from the fact that the word avois is written in plural. Therefore, it cannot only mean your father. It's adding something as well, and that's your father's brother. That's true. However, don't forget also that the word ben is also written in the plural. And if the word ben is not written as ben, it's written as bonim, says the Gemara, my bonim. What does it mean, bonim? Why didn't it say lo yumsu avos al ben? So what's the word bonim doing in the plural form? Da filu bonim lahadodi, period. That even children to each other, children of who? Children of those who we have mentioned so far. We have mentioned fathers, and we have mentioned father's brother. So now we're referring also to who? The children of that generation. Who are the children of that generation? The children of your father's brother. The child of your father is you. The child of your father's brother is your cousin. So there you have it. So it's an unbelievable drasha. Unbelievable drasha. You see that every letter in the Torah is there for a reason. And there's no such thing as poetic license or repetition. Every word, every letter. So it's unbelievable. From the fact that we've written lo yumsu avos al bonim, we've learned now 7 or 8 different psulim. Father to child, child to father. Uncle to nephew, nephew to uncle. Brothers to each other, and now also cousins to each other. All of that learned from one pasuk. Yes, from Larry.
Isn't there a pasuk or a saying that says, bonim atem l'Hashem elokecha? So if that's the case, aren't we all Hashem's children? Therefore, there could be a drush to say nobody can ever testify against anybody in Klal Yisrael.
Why?
We're all brothers.
So that's figurative. That's not. This is clearly to my biological relations.
And then, and biologically,
all children are achim as well.
Only, all must be only
achim. Obviously, that's figurative. There's no biological relationship. We can't make up a drush. If Gemara would say that, that would be a drush.
Well, and also, it must be only first cousins, because hypothetically, we're all cousins. We come from the Chiftei Ka. Right. They're all brothers.
Yeah, we're only talking about bonim of those mentioned in the Pasuk. The only people mentioned so far in the Pasuk is your father and your father's brother. And their children. So the children of your father is you. The children of your father's brother is your first cousin. That's what's been mentioned so far. Of course, we've got a lot of unfinished business. There were other psulim mentioned in the Mishnah as well. But Be'ezus Hashem, okay, with Siyata D'Shmaya, we got through today. Be'ezus Hashem, hopefully we're feeling better next week. We'll continue.
Rabbi, I need to ask you a halakha question, a quick halakha about something that relate. Is it absolutely usher d'oraisa to play cards, because what we learned in that Mishnah?
No.
To gamble with cards.
It's not even usher midrabanan.
It's usher midrabanan to gamble with cards, though, right?
It's not even usher midrabanan.
It's not even usher. So if a guy gambles with cards, he's not being usher any.
No, it may not be a nice thing to do, but the halacha is no problem.
Okay, thanks. Not that
Okay.
I'm a gambler. For somebody else, believe me. I have a friend who. No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I do have, actually, do
Rafua
have. A, somebody asked me this morning.
Shalema, good Shabbos.
I mean, thank you.
Unfortunately.
Are you giving the shiur tonight? Oh, he's gone. Okay.